You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary, because we're all in a hurry.
It's time to take a look at Torchwood Miracle Day Episode 3, Dead of Night. I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL 224. It's been argued that Torchwood Miracle Day's pace hasn't been up to snuff, and while there's no arguing that we're nowhere near the almost real-time intensity of Children of Earth, at this point I think Miracle Day's moving at the right speed. Now that belies the show's advertising symbol, the stylized Earth as a bomb with a short fuse, which probably belongs with Children of Earth instead. In Miracle Day, the fuse should be much longer. There's no obvious antagonist, just an impending crisis dotted with individual horrors. So if they're doing this 10-episode series as I expect, the pace will slowly ramp up before hitting top gear, say, 2/3 through. I'm sure the folks with advanced screeners are smugly noting my accuracy or the lack thereof. One of the reasons I like the pacing was articulated by Hugh Buckman of the excellent blog at 13faces.com, links in the show notes. We're thoroughly exploring the theme of a world without death, unstoppable aging, pain management, spiritual or religious implications, reckless behavior with eternal consequences, a healthcare system without its bearings. It's getting more real with every episode, which is a neat trick when you consider that we haven't leapt very far into that future. We're seeing the world's changes in anticipation of the world's changes. Heady stuff. Of course, in the middle of that, we have a newly constituted Torchwood team, with some of its predilections already rubbing off on its newcomers. Esther is very much in Toshiko's mode right now, and there's a fair bit of Owen in Rex. Jack and Gwen are clearly already at home in this upside-down world, and it should be interesting to see how Rex and Esther adapt. There's one last thing about Torchwood Miracle Day that doesn't bug me yet, but it's sort of an occupational hazard in the Doctor Who universe. Rewritten time or no, it strains credibility that the world would resist alien influence as an explanation of the miracle. And we haven't seen much evidence of Jack and Gwen's experience with aliens. But this is something that Doctor Who fans have had to get used to for decades. Tropes appropriate for one story don't belong in another. We won't see any blowfish in convertibles in Miracle Day, but it does take a bit of cognitive dissonance to appreciate this as part of the same universe. And that's 2-Minute Time Lord Podcast number 224. Tune in next time for a time dilation episode. I'll be joined by Lynn Thomas, editor of Chicks Dig Time Lords and Whedonistas, who wrote a very intriguing little essay in Time Unincorporated 3 in defense of, shock and horror, Torchwood Series 1. That's coming up in a short couple of days. In the meantime, you can find me on 2MinuteTimeLord.com. That's TWO. Take care.